You're listening to WMIE. Coco, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Good morning, Saints of God. Is the mic on? Good morning, Saints of God. Danny? This is Tom from the Wake Up program, and I pray each and every one of you are having a great morning. And I didn't have my earphones on, so so forgive me for that, Danny. I'm sorry about that. But remember, the scriptures tell us, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. It didn't say, let us complain and be glad. It says, let us rejoice and be glad. So whatever you need, You know, I know we all go through trials, storms in our life. You know, just spend some time with the Father. If you don't know what direction to go in, just ask Him, you know. Have some quiet time and get closer to Him. As the Scriptures tell us, He will get closer to you. My wife wanted me to play a song. I have someone calling in, and they're going to share just for a few minutes at 9:15. So I'm going to play this one song. Thank you, sweetheart, for sharing this song with me. It's a real blessing. Teach us to number our days. And it really ministered to me when I listened to it. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be right back.
Placing your beauty within. teach us to number our days. Yes, before we all fly away, teach us to number our days.
That's really a beautiful song, and thank you, sweetheart, for sharing that with me. And teach us, Lord, to number our days, to whatever He calls you to do. The Word tells us to tarry till He comes. Stay busy. And whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you know what? My words and my words of encouragement to each and every one of you, do it. Just do it. Whatever that may be. You know, I believe that we're called to be parts of many ministries on this earth to come. And we are truly in the last days. And let's be a part of doing what He tells us to do. You know, you can have it in the head. You know, if you want to give to any ministry, 91.5, if it's in your head, get it from the head to the heart. And that's the problem I see, what's wrong. You know what, that's the Pharisees. They had the word in the head, but they need to get the word from the head to the heart. And that's what stirs you up to get you to do the things Jesus would tell you to do. And I'm not here to manipulate any one of you. I'm here to say that we all have our part. We're all called. I believe every one of us are called. You that are listening, maybe some of you have gone dormant like a tree that loses its leaves and you've never come back. Ask the Lord to bring you out of dormancy, whatever that gift is in your life, you know. And no matter if someone said you can't do it, you know, the Word tells us that, as I believe Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The trouble is you have a dream and a vision and you go around sharing it. And I don't know about any of you, but I tell you what, years ago, I shared with a person about what the Lord wanted me to do, and they just popped my bubble. They said, nope, you can't do it. You know, you're just a ditch digger, Tom. And, you know, Jesus will use anyone that has a willing heart. You might not have the ability, but if you have that availability and that willing heart, I tell you what, He'll give you the ability to do what He's called you to do. When I went to the mission field, I didn't have the ability to work with a doctor building orphan homes, but I went. And, you know, so whatever it is that Jesus is calling you to do, just do it. Just do it. You know, you can say, I have a dream. I have a dream. You can say, I have a dream. But now it's time to stop dreaming that dream and go live that dream for Jesus and start doing something. Don't be just as the scriptures tell us. Don't be just to hear the word. Don't be just to hear the word. Just to hear the word and then you leave and don't do anything with it. Be what? Be a doer. You've got to be a doer of the word. Not just to hear, but do what the word says that we're to do, you know, to be that blessing, to be that light into dark places, you know, to have compassion and His mercy and His grace wherever you go, that people will say, what makes you tick? And then you'll have an opportunity to tell people about Jesus. And I'm here today to encourage you, to stir you up, to stay focused. Don't stay focused on the world news and what's going on in the country and politics, D.C. Stay focused on Jesus. Nothing wrong with the news. But don't spend so much time with it. You know, I can only tolerate about 2 minutes, Danny. That's about it. You know, I can tolerate 2 minutes and not even that. You know, let's spend time with Jesus and stay focused. You know, stay focused, because I'll tell you what, he wants to burn our flesh up. You know, that we decrease, you know, that He may increase in our life. And my message this morning, after the caller calls in, she's supposed to be calling in at 9:15, I'm going to talk about being desperate for Jesus. You know, someone corrected me one time, said, well, how can you be desperate if you already have Jesus? Well, I don't know about any of you, but I battle my flesh. I really do. I live with myself. It's a mess. And I'm being just upfront and honest. It takes Jesus to help me. Every morning I thought, Lord, just help me. Guide my, you know, help me with my mouth and my walk with You today to be that blessing that You've called me to be. And that's what I want each and every one of you to do, is just be that light in the dark places. Tell people about Jesus. That's what's most important. It's not stuff and accumulating another multi-million-dollar home. And, you know, those things are fine. But don't get caught up. You know, just because you have a Cadillac, you're not, no better than anyone else. And let's not get caught up in stuff. Let's seek the kingdom. As the word tells us, the scriptures tell us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? And His righteousness and what? All these things will be added. You know, When I go to Haiti, that time I went to Haiti, those people were the poorest that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've been halfway around the world. And I'm telling you, when I went to Haiti, they had nothing. They didn't have a Publix. They didn't even have a McDonald's there. I was hoping they'd have a McDonald's so I could go get a Big Mac. You know, they didn't have a Burger King. They didn't have a Publix. They didn't even have a gas station. They had a little one-room place, and that was their grocery store. And it didn't have much in it. But they're the happiest people I've ever met in my entire life. And there's over 62,000 people, and I believe to this day, that were missing their missing legs and arms from the earthquake. Those people, you should get around them. You should get around them. They are fired up, and they love the Lord. And I tell you what, when they had church service in Haiti, I had one little orphan boy I was holding, Peanut. I called him Peanut because he was a little preemie. He was just tiny. And then when they said pray, his little head went down. And then one little orphan girl came up to me and said, "You need the fire." I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "You need the fire of God on you." And I said, "I have the fire." She said, "No, you don't." I said, "I don't." She said, "You need to burn up. Ask Jesus to decrease you." And I said, "I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I sure love Jesus." She said, "Fire. We want the fire of God on you. You don't have the fire." This is a little orphan kid telling me this. And I thought, Lord, I thought I had the fire. Maybe I know. You know, Paul said that we must decrease our flesh every single day that you wake up, that Jesus is the one that's increasing in your life, not things and money and all this other stuff. You know, someone asked me the other day, about stuff and things. I said, well, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm not taking and packing my coffin with my furniture and money. I'm not taking anything with me. You know, I'm not. You know, and our time here on this earth is to take the talent that Jesus has given us and to be a blessing with it, to let people know about him. For God so loved the world, the scriptures tell us that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. That's the most important. You can tell me you're a Christian. You know, someone got on me one time, someone in politics said they were a Christian, and you know, they called the radio stations. "Now, Brother Tom, calm down now." You know, I said, well, just because the mouse is in the cookie jar doesn't make him a cookie. You know, you can tell me you're a Christian all you want, but you better be bearing some fruit. You know, I'm getting sidetracked. But one time I wanted a fish sticker on the back of my car. And my wife said, no. I said, but all right, I'll go for a small one then. A small. And she said, no. So finally, about a year, I don't know what the time frame was, she got me a little tiny fish sticker, Christian fish sticker. I don't know if you know what those are. Danny, do you know what they're? It tells you you're a Christian, you know? And I got a tiny one. I think you need a magnifying glass to see it. And then all of a sudden, I was in an auto accident and it ripped it off. My wife said, why do you have to go around and display that you're a Christian? Why don't you just live it, you know? You know, have you ever seen the cars got all these stickers on? Now, y'all that have them, I'm not downing you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not being critical towards you. But, you know, listen, it goes back to my fruit trees. I have a tangerine tree. It's suffering a little bit because the citrus greening, and a lemon tree, and I got to plant another one. But those fruit trees don't tell me, you know, their fruit and jump up and down and say, look what I have. They just bear fruit, and I enjoy it. And that's how we should be. We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth, despite the storms we go through, the troubles we... I don't know about any of you, but since I've been a Christian, it's been a challenging battle. I tell you what, but a joyful one, a joyful one that Jesus has. He's with us no matter... Remember, the steps of a righteous are ordered by who? Him. So just get closer to Jesus and do what he tells you to do. Don't just be a hearer of the word and go to church and then just leave, and then, you know, you yell at someone, and, you know, let's get closer to Jesus and not the things on the earth. And I'm not downing things by no means. Jesus wants us to have things, but let's be that blessing that he's called us to be. Let's become parts of many ministries to come for Christ on this earth, you know, because the time, I tell you, we're living in really turbulent times, and people are suffering, you know, gas prices. Just go fill your car up at the gas station. Don't pass out. You know, what used to cost you $50 now costs you about $100. You know, and I know the Lord's in control. Don't get me wrong, but stay focused. Not on gas prices, not on what DC and what's going on there and what's going on around the world. Just pray for them. Pray for those that are elected over us. pray for the Israel, pray for your neighbors, and then especially ask the Lord to guide you and direct you. Are you where Jesus wants you to be? You know, and I'm not, Denny, I think she called in on my cell phone instead of the radio station. Let me just check real quick and see, because I think she did this last time. Nope, I don't think this is her. I think it's, not sure who this is, Danny. Nope, that's not her. So she gets busy. So I don't think she's going to call in, Danny. My message this morning is about blind Bartimaeus. Before I put blind Bartimaeus on, I want to put a song on. And this song will be tell you about the message that I'm going to minister this morning on. Is, you know, are we desperate for him? You know, are you desperate for him? You know, are you desperate for him? You know, you can be a Christian, but don't be lukewarm. Be on fire for him. You know, be on fire for Christ. And the people, no matter where you go, will say, you know, I had a couple guys that, where I work, and not sharing this to brag or anything, and this is a true story, y'all. They told my business partner, they said, is Tom real? He seems fake. And, you know, I don't like that word fake, but, you know, and my business partner said, no, Tom, he's a Christian. He's real. You know, and that's how you should be. When you walk out into the store, you shouldn't shove your card into someone else or get ahead of someone and yell at them. And, I mean, sometimes I get on the highway and it's like madness. And I see people that, listen here, I drive around all the time around Brevard, and I see fish stickers on Christians' cars and John 3:16. I tell you what, I don't want what they have. You know, they run me off the road and give me a gesture, and I thought, oh, gee whiz, you know, and then I noticed when they passed me that they got all these fish stickers, and I'm a Christian, and listen here, don't put any of that stuff on your car. You don't need to. Just live it. Just live it. You know, that's what my wife told me. Why do you need a fish sticker? Well, I'm a Christian. She said, well, then live it. You don't need to display it. Live it. So I'm going to play a song, and sorry, I'm just a little, okay, Lisa, I'm going to stay on track. Sometimes I get on the radio and I have a message, and I guess I do what they call rabbit tracks, Danny. You know, you go here, you go there. I did okay when Pastor Paul was on. some of y'all think, you know, well, where's he coming from? But look, I'm real, you know. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I get on the radio and I have a message, and then the Lord, Holy Spirit tells me to do something else. And, you know, and one time I was speaking at a church, and the Lord said, that's not what I wanted you to give. This is what you wanted to give. So I try to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that the people need to hear? And I really feel today my message, you need to hear it, because I it's going to minister to someone. So I'm going to put this song on, enjoy it. It's by Michael W. Smith. The song is called Breathe. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's get closer to him. Like never before. Draw near to him, and he said he'd draw near to you. Are you desperate for him? We need more of him and less of us. Lord, help us. Let us draw near to you, Father God, like never before.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I
how many of you are hungry for God?
Amen.
Are you hungry for Him?
Are you desperate for him? And do you want more of him? I encourage you to spend more time with him. Before I get into the message this morning, what can be found in the book of Mark, chapter 10. We'll get into that in just a second. There's a couple people I want to thank. You know, I turned 70, and I had a few people that, thanks to my wife, she arranged a little tiny party for me, and I was so blessed. I was in charge. When I got to the restaurant, I said, no, we got to, if we don't sign up, it'll be a 40-minute wait. She said, no, we got a table. I said, no, we don't. We just got here. So the families were already there. And, honey, thank you for arranging that. And I want to thank my wonderful wife for arranging my 70th birthday party. I want to say thanks to Mark and Mary for your support, keeping me on 91.5 FM. For making my 70th birthday very special, my grateful thanks to you both. And I pray the very best in Jesus' name is yet to come. Also, Lisa and Michael, thank you again for your generous gift to the ministry. Also, thank you for the beautiful, wonderful lunch that you gave us all. Want to say thank you. And Mary, thank you also for planning this birthday party for me. I didn't expect it. I was so caught off guard. And I want to say thank you, Mary. You're a tremendous blessing to all those that God's put in your path. And I pray that the Lord richly, richly blesses you with the blessings, you and Mark, with the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lisa, you both too as well, that you hear the heart of Jesus. And I pray God's richest blessings upon you too, Lisa and Michael. And thank you. And also, Thomas, thank you for your check. You know, every day is a gift when we wake up. Every day is a gift. And so I encourage each and every one of you to continue to run this race with confidence and give it all you have. Give it all you have. Whatever he tells you to do, you know, just do it. And we're going to look at, we're going to go to the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse, you know, excuse me for, you know, one of my eyes, I didn't damage it, but I got a chemical in it. And the doctor told me yesterday it's going to take a couple weeks to heal my eye. So it's a little blurry. He also told me don't do a lot of reading until it clears up. But boy, is it painful. I somehow got into chemical and got into my eye, and oh boy, is it painful. Hard to sleep a little bit at night, but thank you for your prayers for me as well, that this clears up. But I'm going to talk about someone in the Bible. Blind Bartimaeus receives a sight. Again, it's found in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, this is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he'd heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out. Let's go back and look at this again. He began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." I want to stop there a minute. He shout out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." Now here's a blind man. He heard that Jesus was in town, passing by, and he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy." Let's read that one again, verse 48. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Then Jesus stopped. This is Jesus speaking. He said, "Call him." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus along the road. Whew. My goodness. You know, every time I read this, I get something different. You know, the Lord ministers to me, the Holy Spirit tugs on my heart. He heard Jesus was coming into town. He was blind, can't see. And he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy." And the crowd told him to be quiet. you know, the crowd. They were religious people. They told Jesus, blind Bartimaeus to be quiet, you know. But blind Bartimaeus got even louder, and he attracted Jesus. Jesus was hey, bring that man to me. He's serious. Bring him to me. And it says, what do you want me to do? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. And Jesus said, go. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus along the road. How many of you are desperate for Jesus? You know, how many of you are desperate, crying out? And I've been corrected. Listen here, I don't claim to be a Bible scholar. I'm doing the best I can studying the Word of God. Although I did go to Wayland Baptist University, and that doesn't mean anything. It means what do you do when you read the Word? What is the Lord revealing to you? You know, you can have a degree and have all that stuff in the head and Bible college, and you know, and it's great. I didn't have that opportunity until I was in the mission field to go to Bible college. But what do you do with the Word when you study the Word? Ask the Lord to get it to your heart. And when it gets into the heart, you'll begin to do those things that I reiterate that Jesus wants you to do. And here blind Bartimaeus was desperate, but he cried out. And someone one time corrected me and said, well, if you have Jesus, you can't be desperate for something you already have. And yes, okay. But, you know, I struggle with my flesh. I don't know about any of you all listening. You know, let's be honest with one another. You know, do you struggle with your flesh? I know I do. You know, I believe Paul said that we must decrease, that Jesus can increase in our life. Who's increasing? But are you desperate for Jesus? You know, even though the crowds tell you to be quiet, you know, be quiet. What are they thinking? You're just so focused on Jesus. And that's how blind Bartimaeus was. He was so desperate for Jesus, he cried out. Despite the crowds telling him to be quiet, he wasn't going to be quiet. You know, wow. So blind Bartimaeus, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received a sight and followed Jesus along the road. And so he got his healing. So what are you asking Jesus for? Are you desperate to have more of him and less of you? You know, are you doing what he's telling you to do? Are you desperate? Are you crying out, even though despite people saying, be quiet, be quiet? You know, I know the scriptures tell us, do all things in decency and order. And I understand that. You know, you don't want to be out of order, but you can be like the orphan kids down in Haiti. They were so excited for Jesus. I got there about a year after the earthquake, and I tell you, they were so hungry for Jesus. That's what the little girl was trying to tell me. You need to be hungry for Jesus, more hungry for him, less of you and more of Jesus. And here I'm in a poor country, probably the poorest I've ever been in, and I've been to Korea twice, and the poverty in Haiti was far surpassed what I saw in Korea years ago. But they were desperate for Jesus. They wanted more of him and less of themselves. All the 62,000 people that, and I didn't meet all of them, I met quite a few that were missing legs and arms from the concrete that fell on them. I tell you, they were all on fire for Jesus. And when they got together, I'm telling you, they had church, folks. They had church. And they were desperate for him. Are you desperate for Jesus? Are you hearing his heartbeat, which beat people, people, people? That's what's important, that he stirs you up, fires you up, that you decrease on a daily basis. Say, Lord, don't let me walk in the steps that you've established. Let me decrease, that I want more of you. I'm desperate for you. Are you desperate for him? Are you desperate for him? Are you desperate for the next home you're going to get? You know, you desperate for the next paycheck? Are you desperate for the next million? You know, how much is enough, saints of God? How much? We need to be full of him and less of us. I'm working on that every single day. Lord, what would you have me to say? What word would you have me to do? Who would you have me to minister today? You know, and that's so important that we stay fired up for Jesus. And I'm going to be honest, the American church doesn't, they don't deal well with people that are, I'm sorry to say this, that are a little bit on fire. And I don't mean flaky and, you know, a little wooey. I'm not getting into that stuff. I'm just saying we need to be desperate for him, more of him and less of us. Bartimaeus received his sight because Jesus saw someone desperate. He was desperate for the, he heard Jesus was coming into town, and he said, Son of David, have mercy. He captured Jesus' attention. Are you? Are you desperate enough for Jesus? More of him and less of you? You know? And examine yourself. Where are you today? Where are you today? Are you doing what Jesus has called you to do? Don't turn that dial off. Don't do it. You know, you need to hear this message. You know, you need to hear this message. Are you doing what Jesus has called you to do? No, are you going around telling people, oh, I'm going to do this for the Lord? And you know what? You're going to have, you tell 10 people, you're going to have 9 of them pop your bubble and destroy your vision. I'm sorry to tell you that, you know. And I've got a lady calling in, and I'll be right back. Susan? Yes. Yes, Susan?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. This is Tom from 91.5. And just share your heart with us, Susan. You got a few things you want to share?
Yeah, I do. This is Susan from Harvest Time Kitchen. We're in downtown Melbourne at 601 East New Haven Avenue. We have a special event coming up that is our praise and worship brunch. It'll be Saturday, May 16th, 10 to 1, and reservations are required because we have a special menu for that day. What we want to do is we just want to celebrate the goodness of God as our nation is rededicated to God on May 17th. So we just want to celebrate that. We'll have live music, and we just know that God is making awesome things happen, not only for us, but for our country, and we want to recognize him and thank him and praise him for that.
Amen. Amen. And Susan, what's the phone number they can call for reservations?
Oh, thanks. For 321-327-3577.
And this is going to be on, you said May 16th?
May 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's wonderful. Susan, tell us about your place. I know when my wife and I come there, we are truly blessed. Tell us about your restaurant, and the atmosphere is awesome. It's a great place for some of you guys out there listening. You need to take your wife there. Tell us about your place, your menu, and tell us a little bit more about your restaurant.
So every morning, before I do anything, the restaurant gets prayed over. And depending on how long I pray is what God just puts on my heart. And I just circle our property until he says that we can start our day. So that's how we start our day here. We do have scripture on the walls. Often we play praise and worship music. We believe that what we do is for God and centered around him. So we serve our food with as much grace and love as we can. And, of course, the ingredients we use, we try to use good things in our food because we think that we are here to serve God. And if we're going to serve God, we want to do our best. So our menu is breakfast, lunch, and brunch, and then we also do tea. We have several different choices for tea, starting at $13.99, going up to $39.99, which is the fancy tea with the tiers and all of that. For tea, you do need reservations. Sometimes you need reservations just to get in. We don't know what God is going to send us for the day, so if you want, you can always make reservations by calling us at 321-327-3577, or you can also just message us through our Facebook page, Harvest Time Kitchen, and we get reservations that way as well. We check it quite often throughout the day.
That's wonderful. It's a lovely place. I've taken my wife there several times, and it's absolutely lovely. The food is delicious, and I love hot tea. I love your hot tea there, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
We do. We have about 20 different types of bagged tea, and then we also have about 10 different types of loose leaf tea that you can get. And, of course, our scones are made in-house with our in-house clotted cream. So, yeah.
Susan, those scones are really good.
Oh, thank you.
You're making me hungry. And your breakfast is very, very good. I've had it one time there. It's really good.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Susan, can I ask you, I know you're busy, but what is the Lord speaking to you today about our nation, our community? What is he sharing anything with you?
Oh, man, we just really need to return to him. and put our faith in Him, and really just a total surrender to Him. We need it so desperately in this world, and I try to do that every day with our business. Of course, we are human, and we allow outside things to get in the way, and that's always a challenge. But we need to really surrender to God and let this nation be His again.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that you know, our leadership has decided that that's a necessary thing.
All right, amen. Tell us about your restaurant again, the address and the phone number, Susan.
The address is 601 East New Haven Avenue. We're downtown Melbourne, right next to Genesis Boutique. A lot of people know where that is. We're also real close to the Henninger and the High Line. And our phone number, 321-327-3577.
Boy, what a lovely place to visit. I love it. Every time we go there, I just feel like I'm in the presence of the Lord here in the Christian music. It's a lovely atmosphere. The food is just heavenly, I must tell you.
Oh, thank you.
It's just heavenly. And thank you, Susan, for all that you and your staff and your husband, all that you do, and not only for the restaurant too, and it shows it, but all that you do for Jesus. I heard your heart last time I was there, and you do a wonderful work, and it's quite evident that people that see you can see the love, the life that you live is for Christ, and it's quite evident. So thank you again, Susan. Anything else you'd like to share?
It's just all for God.
Yes, it is.
It just is. So, because we're going to walk through some times when that's all we have is Him, so we have to keep our focus on Him all the time.
We sure do, don't we, Susan?
Yeah.
We sure do. But I encourage each and every one that are listening, especially you guys, take your wife there and treat her. And I tell you what, you won't go wrong. The Harvest Time Kitchen is a lovely place to go. I tell you, Susan, thank you for serving my wife and I, and your staff is as wonderful as you are. So.
They are. They're amazing. All Christian women that just back me up, and definitely a team that God put together, because in this world, it's not that easy to find that. So, I'm blessed, super blessed.
Amen. You truly are. You truly are. And anything else, Susan, you'd like to share?
I think that's it for today.
And Susan's the owner of the Harvest Time Kitchen. And give them your number again, Susan. And
327-321-3577. 321, I'm sorry, 321-327-3577.
And you guys out there listening, you call Susan and make an appointment to take your wife there. And you'll enjoy it. And thank you, Susan, for calling in. I know you're busy, and thank you for all that you do for your business and all that you do for the body of Christ. We humbly say thank you for all that
you
do.
I appreciate your work as well.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, thanks.
God richly bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You too, Susan.
Thanks.
And thank you. Well, that was Susan from the Harvest Time Kitchen. And I have to tell you, I love hot tea. I started drinking a little hot tea when I was in Korea because it was so cold in Korea. And then my wife used to live in England, so she got me accustomed to even different teas and even going to tea houses. And so I enjoy the tea houses, and it's a wonderful place to go. You guys out there, take your wife to Harvest Time Kitchen, and it's in downtown Melbourne. You'll enjoy it. Trust me, you really will. The atmosphere, I feel like sometimes I'm in the presence of the Lord there, the Christian music playing, and it's quiet. It's a nice place to go. So thank you, Susan, for calling in. Again, that's a Harvest Time Kitchen. Her number again is 321-327-3577. Come on, guys, make your wife an appointment there and take her and treat her, love on her, and you'll enjoy it. Thanks again, Susan, for calling in. Well, back to my message about blind Bartimaeus. I only have a few minutes left. It's a truth. When God puts something on your heart, one thing I really encourage you to do is really don't share it with too many people. Your wife, maybe your pastor. But if you go around like I did and said, well, this is what I feel God's called me to do, you're going to have, I don't know how many naysayers say you can't do it, And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, and I know we go through trials, but be careful and guard what God's called you to do. Whatever that may be, if it's a ministry, if it's, you know, wanting to become a CEO or whatever, that don't, you know, I love what the late Winston Churchill once said, what success is. You know, well, first of all, success is really knowing Jesus intimately. You know, if you know him, you know, it may you may not have all the things in the world, but I guarantee you he'll take care of you. But the late Winston Churchill said success is when you fail and you fail and you fail, but you don't give up. And so many times in life, you know, I've stumbled as an orphan, and my mom passed away in front of my sister and I. My dad took off, and, you know, I was glad he left. He was just, he kept drinking and gambling and beat my sister and I up all the time, and I was glad he left. You know, sorry to say that. I did forgive him, by the way. But you know what? You know, we have to do what he tells us to do. And don't go around shouting it, you know. Don't go around telling people, but just do what he tells you to do. Guard what he tells you to do. Because I tell you what, not a lot of people are going to understand what God's calling you to do. You know, only you're going to hear his heart. And his heart beats people, people, people. And that's what's important. I was given 2 days years ago to live. 2 days. The doctor said, you're not going to make it. And I knew it. I smelled death. I tasted it. And you know what? These one night, these arms wrapped around me, and my fever was 102, I believe, pushing 103, and I was shaking violently. And I knew I was dying. And these arms are wrapped around me. Now, you can think I'm a fruitcake and maybe, you know, I was on medicine. But these arms are wrapped around me. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, you've been missing hearing the heart. And I thought, is this my wife holding me? Who is this? And the Holy Spirit said, no, you've been missing hearing the heartbeat of God. Because back then I thought, you know, what was important is, you know, getting on TV, looking good, talking good, being caught up. Thought prosperity was everything that you could gather, you know, how big your ministry is, how big your checkbook is, how big your books are, and, you know, and then all of a sudden here I'm dying, and the Holy Spirit's wrapped, these arms are wrapped around me, and I thought it was my wife saying goodbye, and the Holy Spirit said, you've been missing it. And I said, Lord, what have I been missing? Holy Spirit, what have I been missing here? You've been missing hearing his heart. And I heard the Lord's heartbeat. And you know what the heartbeat said? His heartbeat said, people, 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 people. That's what his heartbeat said. We need to go after these people. We need to be telling our neighbors about Jesus and telling everyone about Jesus. And also, like blind Bartimaeus, now he's not blind anymore. He wasn't blind. He got his sight restored, and he followed Jesus. Are you following Jesus? Are you desperate? Are you crying out to him, more of him and less of me? That's what's important today. That's, I'm telling you, folks, saints of God, you know, you look at the world, you know, look at Hollywood, and I am not picking on the movie stars, not at all, you know, but God bless them. You know, we need more of him, all of us, including the movie stars, all of us, country singers, doesn't matter. We all need more of him. We all need to be desperate for what he's calling us to do. There's only one of you. There's only one Bartimaeus. There's only one Jonah. There's only one of you. And when he tells you to do something, if you don't do it, how many other people does he have to go through to get their attention to do it? Had I not gone to Hawaii, I believe if we go back to the book of Jonah, there was only one Jonah. It didn't say there was Jonah Jr., Jonah Sr., Jonah the Third. It was only one Jonah Jr. If you don't do it, how's it ever going to get done? How's it ever going to get accomplished? Think of that one now, saints of God. Think of that one. If you don't do it, you know, how many lives are you? I really feel in my spirit that if you don't do what he tells you to do, whatever that may be, ministering to someone, giving money to some ministry, or 91.5, whatever that, if you don't do it, I believe you're jeopardizing destinies. Jonah had a lot of people in the palm of his hand that he was throwing away. He didn't want to go there until he got right with God. But he was holding those people in Nineveh in the palm of his hand. How many people are in the palm of your hand that you may be turning away? Not ministering to him, telling them about Jesus, giving, that your heart is so hardened. And believe it or not, Christians can have their hearts hardened. Someone hurt you, someone disappointed you, and you stay stuck, not learning to forgive. As the Lord says, forgive 70 times 7, which is 490 times. You might as well just in the very beginning forgive them. It's an infinite amount of times. Just go ahead and say, Lord, I'm not going to keep track of this. I'm going to forgive and move on. And you wonder why you're stuck? Because you haven't forgiven. You need to move on. Move past that. Have a funeral service and bury that past. Because if you don't bury that past, the past is going to bury you. And I can guarantee you, that's what the Lord told me one time. Keep wallowing in all your sorrow, son. He said, the Holy Spirit told me, if you don't have a funeral service, the past will bury you. You can stay stuck in that past, but you need to let it go. And you need to move on to the things that they're hurting people out there. And I see it almost every day, how many people are hurting. And it's time that the church, we wake up. It's time for Tom to wake up. It's time for you to wake up and hear his heartbeat, which beats people. People. Doesn't say money, 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 homes, homes, cars, cars. It beats people, people, people. Now go after them. I encourage you to go after them. And you don't have to clean them up. That's not your job. Your job is to love on them with the word of God. Don't try to clean people up. You can't do it. That's not your job. It's the Holy Spirit's job to minister to them. You just plant the seed and love on them. Love them where they are, on the way or where Jesus wants them to be. You just love on these people that Christ brings in your life. Share them. Don't be bashful. Let people know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. Are you desperate? Are you desperate for more of Jesus and less of you? Oh, today, Lord, just help us. Help me, Father God. Help the listeners, Father God, that are listening, that we, Father God, become more like you, that we decrease, as Paul said, that we decrease on a daily basis, that you can increase in our life. Father God, help us all. Help us all to be like blind Bartimaeus, son of David. Have mercy. Touch us, Father God, as only you can do, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Set us on fire for your purpose and for your glory, Father God, that we don't become a show-and-tell type of people, that we become the light into the dark places for you, Father God. That, Father God, that your perfect will in our lives be done and not ours. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing Israel, the apple of your eye. Bless the listeners, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that by your stripes we were healed. Until next week, may God bless you. And remember, stay awake and wake up.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.